The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday, February the 16th, and we're gonna talk about Voluntary Action Center. And my good friend Debbie Sorrell is with us from the Columbia Fire Department. She's got some important news for you. Let's start, first of all, with Nick Foster, Voluntary Action. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Good morning.
Nick.
It's good to see you.
This is the first time you've been on Radio Friends.
First time, but a long-time listener. Yeah. I started listening to you just as soon as my wife and I moved here, and I learned a whole lot about the community through your program.
Well, so good.
I'm a fan.
And best of luck with taking over Voluntary Action Center.
Thanks. Yeah. It's a great place.
What do you want to talk about today? There are two things you wanted to talk about. You know, the Hero Awards and then finding a home for computers.
Right. The Hero Awards are coming up in April, and we're accepting nominations now. This is something we do in partnership with Landmark Bank and also with the Columbia Tribune. So if people go to the Columbia Tribune's homepage, there ought to be a button up in the top right hand where they can go to the page for the Hero Awards. That's to nominate people who are volunteering in our community in a number of different ways. We give individual awards and group awards, very specific awards for certain areas of volunteerism. Then we get those awards in April, and when those who win receive their award, the agency for whom they volunteer receives a cash award of $400. So mm-hmm. there's recognition for volunteerism. There's money that goes to agencies in our community to help other folks, and we raise the profile of volunteerism in our community and encourage people to do that.
Yeah. Well, we have so many people in Central Missouri who give so much time.
Right.
So much of their soul and their spirit is given in volunteering. Many of these organizations, hospitals, could hardly function without volunteers.
Well, that's right. That could be said by any number of folks. And I found Columbia to be, and Boone County to be, exactly as you describe. People are very giving with their time and with their talents.
So if any of our listeners have someone they would like to nominate for the Hero Award, you have to do it by tomorrow.
That's right.
The nominations close on February the 17th. So you have all day today and tomorrow to make your nomination. So then once the person is nominated, what happens?
Well, we let them know that they've been nominated. They're invited to the event itself, along with any supporters. And it's at that event that we announce who receives the awards
themselves.
And how
is it decided?
There is a group of folks there's a panel of judges who pull all those things together. They read them all and then determine who they feel might be best suited this year for those particular awards.
Okay. So that's a Hero Awards. If you want to nominate someone, do it by tomorrow. And how do they go to?
Go to the Columbia Tribune website and then just look for the link to the Hero Awards.
Okay. The other thing, we're almost out of time, Nick, is the Home for Computers.
Right. Just want people to know that this is going on. This is one of the things that we do. I've found that VAC is an organization that really is a conduit for resources. There are people with resources. There are people with needs. We help those resources get to the people with needs. So the city has some surplus computers. There are some families out there with children that don't have computers in the home. So we're identifying those families that can use a computer, and the city is fixing up those computers. The Optimist Club, Downtown Optimists, are helping to clean them up. And we'll distribute them from the Optimist Club toward the end of this month. So mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about that just as an example of the kind of thing that we do.
Yeah. And if people would like to have more information on the Voluntary Action Center, or if you need assistance yourself, or if you want to offer assistance, they can call your organization.
Call us or come to our website, vacmo.org.
And you're located right next to the License Bureau.
That's right. That's the way a lot of people know to find us.
Yeah, that's as long as the License Bureau stays there for a while.
Exactly
right. They move around an awful lot.
Exactly right.
But you're located, give the address.
403A Vandiver Drive.
Okay, right next to the License Bureau, Voluntary Action Center. Nick Foster, thank you so much for coming
by. Thank
you, Paul. Okay, now I turn to Debbie Sorrell, Columbia Fire Department.
Nice
good to have you here.
Nice to see you. Nice to see you.
When you came in today, I said, what is it that you, the message that you want to get across? You said, people got to put their addresses out.
That's right.
What do you mean?
I want to be able to see your address. If you would call 911, I need to be able to find you. You could say that I'm at 123 ABC Street, but if your address isn't posted, or if now the tree has grown up over your address, I can't see you.
I can't find you. Live out in the country, and most people who live out in the country don't have their address up.
Well, actually, they do. They'll have it on their post, on their mailbox.
On the mailbox, yeah. I got mine on my mailbox.
And that's where we want to
see
it. I think
one of the numbers fell off.
Fix
that's no good, is it?
Fix it. So he's always an example for me.
Okay. So
of the bad Paul. But put it on your mailbox so when an ambulance, a fire truck, a police, whomever, or who?
The fire department.
No, the guy with the money, the Wells Fargo wagon.
Oh,
coming
mean,
around with the check, they got to be able to find
yeah.
Ed McMahon.
Oh, you
McMahon.
Mean the Publishers Clearinghouse
yes.
when you win that $20 million. Make sure,
gotta be able to find
okay,
you.
Make sure that you have your address visible.
Street side.
Okay.
So if
now,
I'm
if you live in the city, it's painted on the curb, isn't it?
That's great. But I want it on your house. I want it up higher. Because if a car parks on your curb, now you don't have an address. Mm-hmm. Or if it snows, or if there's leaves in the fall or something like that, get it up higher.
Okay, so put it on your garage, or if you live out in the country, put it on your mailbox. Even if you live in the city, put it on your mailbox.
Something that I can see from both directions, so I know where your house is. I don't want anything to impede the time it's going to take emergency responders to get to you.
Okay, as far as fire safety this time of year, what do we need to know? Still lighting fireplaces.
Yep, we're still doing that. We're still doing some candles and stuff. We just finished up Valentine's Day, a little romantic,
yeah.
And we'll have some candles. But, you know, our furnace and stuff is still running. We still got our fireplaces running, even though it's, you know, record warms.
Mm-hmm.
But we still need to be careful and check our smoke detectors.
Now, daylight saving time, when we switch to daylight saving time,
which will be
about a month from now.
Exactly. We want you to do more than check your smoke detector. Change that battery.
Change the battery in the smoke detector.
Exactly.
Right.
To make sure it works. And remember that manufacturers, they make those smoke detectors to last for 10 to 15 years.
That's what you told me. Yeah.
That's it. You know, and if you look around your house and see all your electrical appliances.
Okay, but now let me ask you this. If you check, if your smoke detector is 10 years old.
Yes.
And you check it and, the little, and it goes beep.
Uh-huh.
Does that mean it's working?
Change your smoke detector. Because liability-wise, the company who makes it knows that it's not going to be reliable anymore, and you need reliable.
Even just if it beeps when
that,
you check it, and it's 10 years old,
yep, that means
you should replace it.
If check the manufacturer's directions. If it says it's good for 8 years, replace it. If it's 8 years old.
Now, who still has their manufacturer's
but you
instructions
can pull it up
from 10 years?
On the internet that you have at your house.
Oh, that's right. If you have a computer, you pull it up on the internet.
That's right.
Okay. Debbie Sorrell, if people want more information on fire safety.
Have them give me a call, 573-874-7569, or check our city website, gocolumbiamo.com.
Debbie Sorrell, thank you so
nice
much
to
for
see
coming
you.
Always a pleasure to have you here. Tomorrow, Friday, we've got Dr. David Newman with us. We're going to talk about be successful. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. If you have an idea, something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.